You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. Rick, in this segment, we've got a really special opportunity. We've got a couple of guests in the studio from the United States government, the Department of the Interior. We've got with us Diane Hendry, the Public Affairs Specialist, and Terry Lewis, the Chief of Public Affairs for the Wild Horse and Burro Program. Now, I'm wondering how many people even knew that it existed, let alone that we had that as part of our government. Welcome to both of you. We're glad to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. The reason why you're here is because of the upcoming Wild Horse and Burro Adoption event that's going to be taking place at the Midland County Fairgrounds. There's a preview on Friday, May the 7th, from 2 o'clock to 7 p.m., and a Saturday adoption from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I guess the question is, wild horses, where do they come from? I mean, you heard of Manifest Destiny, and we thought maybe after the 1800s that the wild horses were all gathered, but evidently not. Can you tell us the history of this program?
Be happy to. A lot of folks, as you mentioned, don't realize that you as citizens own about 260 million acres that we administer through the Bureau of Land Management, part of the Department of the Interior. That's land that you own. You can go out there and you can hike on it. You can camp on it. If you buy a state license, you can hunt on it, fish on it, do all those kinds of things. Now, you can't go out there and build your own house, though.
Okay.
It's meant to be wide open land. It's home to many different things, lots of different kinds of wildlife. Ranchers get permits to run cows on parts of it. There is oil and gas development, other mineral development, a lot of things. We call it multiple use, a lot of things happening at the same time. And one of the things is wild horses, truly wild horses, just like the deer population in Michigan, only these are horses. They want run wild and free out there. And like the deer population in some places, they have a tendency to reproduce at a pretty good level, and eventually they eat themselves out of house and home. And we don't want to see a bunch of starving horses out there. I don't think anyone does. So we gather some up every year, and we try to find people who will give them a good home, get their own true part of the Wild West, the part of the heritage of this country, for their very own, and train it to be they can do anything a domestic horse can do.
Interesting. And Diane, tell us about the event at Midland. Exactly what can our listeners expect? What's going to take place at this particular event?
Well, Lee, I would encourage anyone who, whether they know anything about wild horses or not, and this is just maybe a dream of theirs to have a horse someday, to go out on Friday and take advantage of the preview that's there from 2 to 7. Take a look at these horses, see if there's one that they make great eye contact with. And all the adopters that I've talked to, they say that the best thing to do is just go out there and take a look at each individual horse, because they have a personality just like us. And as Terry has told me many times, and I think told you folks before the program, patience is important. And the adopters that I've talked to, too, they said that every horse that they've adopted, it really is up to the horse to tell you when the time is right for you to make that approach and when they're used to you. So definitely take advantage of the preview, but the event is free on Saturday as well at the fairgrounds. So go out, take a look, and see which one you'd like to take home, or maybe two. It's only $125 for the first animal and a buddy animal for $25. So there's quite a bargain out there for you to have one or two of these living legends.
Rick, I know that you've got an awfully big store, but I don't know if you've been thinking about adding horses to the Bruce Pets Empire.
No, I think we'll keep that with Soldans locally here. They do a really good job of at least supplying necessary items for horses. But I'm thinking, what an event, what an opportunity, even just as something of curiosity. I would think that the first seed would be, you know, go, explore, enjoy, talk to others that have done it, be there in presence if you have little understanding of what it takes to keep one of these, just see the majesty of it all, and then at the same time, do your homework and figure out where you want to go from there. This is the event to go to if you've ever had a fascination with these beautiful wild bred horses.
Well, and that leads me to a question for you, Terry. Who should be attending this event? I mean, who are the people who should be thinking about getting a horse, especially a wild horse, as opposed to maybe those who might not be ready or have the proper facility for properly caring for a horse?
Well, it is called adopting a horse. And that's because when people take it home, even though it's a very reasonable fee, as Diane said, you've got to have the right facility for it. You've got to have a good stout corral made out of pipe or board, a barrier that the animal can see that it's not going to challenge. Don't expect to take it home and put it out in 40 acres of barbed wire fence pasture because you're never going to see that horse again. And we don't want to start a wild horse herd mission. But take it home. You want about a 20 by 20 corral made out of pipe or board again so that they're not going to challenge it until they settle down, and they will settle down, and kind of learn where the groceries are coming from. And pretty soon, you know, they'll let you know and you work with them, but you've got to have a lot of patience. It takes time, so somebody who's got some time for this. It's also people who want kind of a unique challenge. They want part of the heritage of this country. It's pretty neat to be able to say, yeah, that horse was a wild horse. We've got people who have adopted these horses who have won all kinds of competitions, from dressage to trail riding to endurance riding. They're tough. They're smart. And that's kind of the history of the animal, too. They're not native to this country. They were brought over by Europeans, the Spanish conquistadors. In fact, we have some herds out west that have all the markings of a Spanish tarpan, and those are very valuable animals, and we usually would put those up for auction. And then, as history went, Native Americans learned about horses, how to capture them, how to train them, became some of the best horse people in the whole world, the Nez Perce, the Plains Indians, and so forth.